On this second Sunday of Advent, December the 6th, 2020, the Church commemorates the life and ministry of St. Nicholas, affectionately called St. Nix. St. Nicholas is a 4th century bishop of the town of Myra, now part of southwest Turkey. And St. Nicholas has been known over the years for his generosity and as a special protector of children. I have found that we can learn so much about the lives of the saints and how they have been examples to us. So here are a few highlights about St. Nicholas, which I gleaned from Prayers and Readings for Saints Day, compiled by Stephen Reynolds. It is believed that St. Nicholas, over the years, has been one of the most popular saints commemorated both in the Eastern and the Western churches. Because he was known for his generosity and kindness, there have been many stories about miracles that he performed for the poor and for the unfortunate in society. And over years, over centuries, his reputation and the devotion for St. Nicholas extended to all parts of Europe, where his name became associated with many fraternities, associations, and children's charities. We know that St. Nicholas is known for rewarding good children with presents, but he also had a reputation for helping the needy, the desperate, and the sick. It is believed that Dutch families took the tradition of celebrating the feast day of St. Nicholas with them to New Amsterdam, part of the Dutch colonies in North America at that time. And if you're familiar with how North American colonies develop, what used to be New Amsterdam is now New York City. Over time, however, these traditions of giving presents to children became a Christmas tradition rather than a tradition of St. Nicholas Day. We are told that the Dutch settlers referred to him as St. Nicholas, and that name eventually became Santa Claus. St. Nicholas, Santa Claus. A day, December the 6th, when the Church commemorates the life of a generous, faithful servant of God. But the gospel reading for today draws our attention to the ministry of John the Baptist, another person associated with this time of year. This morning we lit the second Advent candle as we remember the prophets who spoke about the coming of Christ. And John the Baptist, as we are aware, is considered to be the last Old Testament prophet, although his life is recorded in what is considered the New Testament. But as we continue our walk with Jesus this Advent, we are called to action. Just as John called people to repent, to change their lifestyle so that they would be prepared to meet the Lord. For we are reminded of Mark's claim that the gospel message is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. But as the gospel reading came to us this morning, you might have noticed that it did not begin with a story about the life of Jesus, but rather it began with the voice of one crying out in the wilderness in the person of John the Baptist, urging listeners to prepare the way of the Lord and to make his paths straight. I must tell you that I really like the way the Message Bible puts it. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road smooth and straight. The Message Bible. But how about this John the Baptist? He was quite unusual, wasn't he? He wore odd clothing made out of camel's hair, and he ate strange foods like locusts and wild honey. Well, I can understand the honey part, but locusts, you have to acquire taste for them, I guess. But like the Old Testament prophets, he preached an unfamiliar message to those who went to hear him. He urged his listeners to repent and to change the way they lived. It is believed that John had no selfish motives or desire to draw attention to himself. Instead, his intention was to be obedient to God's will, for he knew that he had a specific role to play, a specific vocation, that is to give notice that the Lord will be coming soon. And we can conclude from Scripture that John focused his energies and was faithful to his calling. We know that John had no power or position, but he spoke with God's authority. People were inspired by what he had to say because he had some credibility. He challenged people to change to a better way, which would bring love, joy, peace, and hope in their lives. He baptized those who wanted to show that they were sorry for their sins. And we know from the gospel reading for today, from Mark 1 and specifically verse 8, that John reminded his followers, and I quote from verse 8 of the gospel, "I have baptized you with water, but he," that is Jesus, "will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." So a few thoughts about the significance of the life and ministry of John the Baptist. He was humble in acknowledging that he was not the special one, the Messiah. He was the appointed messenger to announce the coming of Jesus. And we too must carefully design what is God's will for our lives and how we could be used by God in the work that is placed before us in the church and in the world. He was a preacher whose consistent theme was repentance. And although this message was accepted by many, there were those who resisted and resented him. He was courageous in his ministry to the extent that he challenged the political and other leaders of his time. And from Scripture we learn that he was eventually jailed and beheaded. John's story is important, and we are reminded that John's story is told in the three synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. His ministry was also predicted by the prophets Isaiah and Malachi, and John is also mentioned in several passages of the book of Acts. But it is believed that even before Jesus began his ministry, John the Baptist knew that Jesus' work would extend far beyond his brief life here on earth. John would have been aware of his duty to announce the coming of Christ and to appeal to his listeners to repent. And similarly, John's message is calling on us to acknowledge our faults and to ask for God's forgiveness. But there are many who feel that John was taken for granted. I pose a question to you. Would you have allowed yourself to be baptized by John the Baptist? Nevertheless, when we think about it, there are authentic messengers like John the Baptist all around us. They include people on the margins of society who are often the ones who understand the power of Jesus because of their own experiences. For they often see the Holy Spirit in ways that others cannot. So today, I offer some thoughts for your consideration. God's servants, like John the Baptist and St. Nicholas, had their specific purpose and calling in life. And God has given each of us a purpose for living. So as we fulfill God's purpose for our lives, the examples of these two servants of God remind us that God does not guarantee an easy or safe life to those who serve him. Secondly, we're reminded that the greatest possible investment of our time is to do what God desires of us. Naturally, we set personal goals and recognize that there are limits to what can be accomplished. But we are assured, my friends, that whatever is done for Christ will last. And thirdly, like John the Baptist and St. Nicholas, let us aspire to be humble servants of God. And so a closing thought for this Advent season. Who is this Christ we are expecting? And why do we watch and wait? John describes Jesus as the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And for the Christian, our baptism is a sign of membership in the body of Christ and identifies us with the Christian message. And today, John is challenging us to use this season of Advent to continue our preparation for a life of Christian service. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, help us to see those who, like John the Baptist, continually prepare the way for Christ to come into our lives and into our hearts. Help us to share God's generosity like St. Nicholas. And keep us alert to opportunities to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.